Welcome to Hypothetically Speaking, the show where we discuss would you rather questions. We talk about hypothetical scenarios and we analyze them in extreme detail. With me, as always, my partner in crime, Bennett Didi. Bennett, how are we doing?
How goes it, Casey?
Doing real well, Bennett. And, you know, we also, as always, have Patrick Aloisio on the phone. Pat, how are you?
I'm good. What's up with you guys?
Nothing. Just had a little bit of Southwestern casserole. Little spice action. Monterey Jack cheese.
Very tasty. Casey and I are, we are hanging in person tonight.
Yes, in person. One of the few times that we do this in person. Patrick is calling in from Chicago.
I am.
All right. Gentlemen, are you ready for today's question?
Yes, sir.
Let's do it.
All right. The question is, would you rather have to crawl everywhere all the time, including in your own home? So anywhere you would normally walk or run, you are now crawling, right? I guess, you know, I can obviously, or excuse me, if you choose that one, you crawl to, you know, your Uber, get driven to work and, you know, crawl from there and crawl to the T if you take the T. If I need to go to the gym, I can crawl inside of the gym, but I can get to the treadmill and then stand up and walk, you know, run on the treadmill. But then I have to
wait.
No, you can't. You can't.
You would be crawling on the treadmill.
You have to
but
crawl.
I have to be able to exercise.
You could do other exercises. You just can't run or walk.
I'm crawling everywhere in my whole life.
You don't. You can't. You if you want to exercise, you can do it from your hands and knees.
That doesn't count.
Of course it does.
No, because it doesn't. I can't be prohibited from.
You're prohibited from everything. You can't go for a run.
All right, then I'll have
Bennett, do you hear how he tries to sneak this in, like, during...
We just talked about this for 5 minutes, and now all of a sudden he can go for a nice jog whenever he feels like it.
Well, okay, what if I crawl to the gym and I go in the pool? I can swim.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
You can swim. All right,
then I have
to...
Okay, deal, fine.
Yeah.
I think it's clear that I'm choosing
this
side.
You won't swim, but you can.
I have to now. All right.
We can get you a hamster wheel
and knee pads.
Yes, knee pads.
All right. So the other side of this is, would you rather do that, which apparently I am doing. I've chosen that preemptively. Would I rather do that, which I would, or would you rather every time you – so this doesn't happen when you're in your own home. Is the only exception, but you have to keep your normal life. And whenever you leave the house, a strange 50-year-old man, not a weird guy, totally normal guy, appears.
Define strange. He's not
like,
strange.
Like, no, a stranger to stranger. You. You don't know him.
Yes.
Yeah. He appears out of thin air, holding a leash and collar, which he attaches firmly to your neck. And, you know, it's like a 4 or 5 foot leash. And no matter where you go, what you do, he's there behind you holding onto the leash. You're basically a walking, talking dog.
You're not, but okay.
I'm not. I'm not, because I'm crawling as a human being.
Pat?
I'm a leash.
Team leash, baby.
I feel like it's not often that you two are against me.
That's true.
I'm usually on the more common side. I'm usually, you know, I go with the crowd.
Today you're outcast, though.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I think it's simple for me. It just say what you will about crawling everywhere. I don't think there could be a more demoralizing, like, thing in the world than having a 50-year-old man hold on to a leash attached to a collar I now wear anytime I leave the house.
Pat, do you mind if I jump in there?
Go for it.
It certainly seems that way from the context we've given. But let's talk a little bit more about what this guy's responsibility is in being with me everywhere I go. And yes, using a leash. Mm. It seems demoralizing, but this guy has to follow me around everywhere I want to go.
Uh-huh.
And he's not controlling what I do at all. If I want to run, he runs. If I want to walk, he walks. If I want to go left or right, he goes left or right. Who's in control here, really? Maybe I just feel like wearing a leash that day. Or every day, perhaps.
Or every day, yeah, which you
Who's
are.
Who's in control, though? This guy shows up when I wake up and feel I'm ready to walk out of the house. He's there.
Mm-hmm. Now, go time. Bennett.
Sounds like a really good friend.
Sounds like a good friend. Not to mention, if he's not a good friend to start, he's certainly going to become a good friend, right? I'm going to be exactly. with him every day. No, he's going to be my best friend.
He's a stranger.
He's a stranger.
You can talk to him each day, but when he disappears at the end of the day and vanishes and then reappears the next day, you again don't know him.
Really? Is that how it works?
That's a stranger.
He's a stranger until he's not. And he's not a stranger.
Bingo.
Literally the first day.
No.
Yes.
You can't get.
Yes.
It can't be like I'm the guy holding your leash and he's now your new best friend. Well, he's a stranger every day. You can get.
He's not a stranger every day.
Listen, this is the problem. It's like.
No, you're scrambling because you're realizing you don't want to live your life on your fucking hands and knees.
No, I want that.
No, you don't.
It will be an excuse that I now don't ever have to run if I can't use the train.
Interesting, because
like,
you wanted to jump on the treadmill 5 minutes ago.
I haven't been on a treadmill in 7 to 8 years, so I don't know why I was even using that as an argument point. This is a better reason that I don't have to go on a treadmill. And, like, that option of me swimming in a pool and doing laps has also never happened. So I don't know why I would be doing that.
Yeah, you won't be.
I won't be.
He's not a stranger. Normal person.
He's a normal person that you don't know, but you can get to know him throughout the day, but the next day he's new.
It's weird. And now we've gone into some – he doesn't even have to disappear in mm-hmm. some, like, unrealistic hypothetical sense. He just goes elsewhere. At the end of the day, this is what we talked about. He has a life outside of being your walker. Whatever the fuck he is.
We didn't
friend.
Talk about that. We did. He just goes elsewhere.
No, so, talk about him having a life outside of me. Outside of me being my walker.
But we didn't talk about this being a fictitious thing where he somehow becomes a stranger. He's a regular person.
Listen, if I can't work out, I agreed very quickly. You're sure I can't go to a treadmill. I can't work out in a normal sense. You don't get to be best friends with the guy.
But hold on for a second.
Leash.
That's part of why I chose. You don't get to make our side worse because yours sucks.
No. You argued I want to be able to talk to the guy. Sure, you can talk to him, but he has to be a stranger to you still. He becomes
the
immediately not a stranger.
The whole point of this is not about the guy. It's about being on a leash. We're on a leash. This isn't an unrealistic fantasy-type scene where he disappears and then becomes a stranger.
Bennett keeps touching me while he's talking. I don't like it one day.
I did touch him. Your relationship with him progresses the way any relationship would.
I disagree. I disagree firmly, and here's the reason why. Because if you are with people, you'll start introducing him as like, here's my best friend, Tim, my leash walker. Tim,
And you're going to be introducing him while he has you in a leash.
No, this is why you shouldn't be able to talk to him.
That's the point of the would you rather, is that you're in a leash.
This is why you shouldn't be able to talk to him, because if when someone walks up, if you're meeting someone new for the first time, you're on a date and they say, who is this? One of the biggest reasons I picked my side is because you're supposed to have to say, I don't know him. He's a stranger.
You're making this up
it said stranger holding a leash.
And he is a stranger, but the first day,
that doesn't matter. That's like you and me calling you a stranger because you are a stranger when I first met you. Now I know you.
But that's the definition of a stranger. If you get to know them, they're no longer a stranger.
It's exactly why you can't get to know him, because it's a stranger.
My problem with that is that now we're talking about this thing that's become it's become unrealistic in terms of it would never happen that way. He would never just be a guy that can't be something
else.
All
of this is unrealistic, though.
I understand that
it's
we've
for the
done
purpose of this.
Right. But this scenario doesn't make any sense. That we've now made him something that
I disagree
has to be
what
so forced.
What do you
forced.
Mean it doesn't? It already doesn't make any sense. You're
well,
on a
technically,
leash.
But that could happen. That could happen. This could happen.
It couldn't, because you would never agree to doing it. But that's the whole. I would never crawl everywhere. The fact that it could happen doesn't.
But I mean, it's possible.
Okay, but it's also possible that I could, if somehow this was real and you hired this person to leash walk you or whatever, mm-hmm. you could also hire a stranger every day to do that that you didn't know.
And that would be a different argument.
That was why I picked this, though.
Then why didn't you choose a new stranger every day when I asked you?
Because I didn't think about you being like, oh, I'm going to be best friends with the guy.
Why wouldn't I want to be best friends with him? I see him every fucking day.
First off, Pat, I said...
Pat, say something,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, weigh in, Pat. Pat, yeah. Is this really going to make you change your choice?
Well, the thing that Bennett just said that was a good point is, like, you fucked up when we were clarifying because we specifically said, how about it's a random person every day? And you said, no, it's the same person. So
you
if
know
it's
what
the
he's
same
doing?
Person.
Hold he's on, scrambling on. And he's trying to avoid having to talk about crawling everywhere he goes.
No,
tell me about that. Tell me about crawling everywhere you go. Everywhere you go, tell me about it.
It's terrible. I mean,
Casey,
the thing is,
what?
Like, I'll have to crawl, you know, I'll have to crawl to the tee, and like, it'll suck being on the tee on my hands and knees. I'm gonna have to have like Purell on me at all times. When I get to work, though, which I'm gonna have to get to like an hour early now so people don't see me crawling in, I go and I sit at my desk, and that's it. Like, now I'm just a person sitting at my desk. When you go to your job, in a room full of 35 other people, you have around your neck this purple collar with a leash and a man that you don't know and no one else does 4 feet behind you while you do your daily activities. He's just standing there holding a leash. That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. That's weirder than me picking the Six Flags guy dancing around and I'm the only one who can see him. This is much worse because everyone sees a stranger holding onto you like you're fucking... Seabiscuit, like you're Benji the dog.
What would happen when you did sit down to do your work?
What do you mean?
Does he still have to be there? Like,
yeah, he's just standing behind you.
He's just standing behind you.
Just
you're still on
the
leash.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. Let's also clarify, Pat, that he's not around when we're home and we're off the leash, which is pretty damn good. If Casey wants to get up to take a piss in his own house, he has to crawl.
Yeah.
His hands and knees, your knees are going to be like torn apart.
All of your pants.
You're going to like so crawl through glass, like cut off.
I don't have to crawl
through glass.
Your hands
are going to be a disaster. You're going to be whimpering.
Well, there's places I can't go
every hour of the day.
Right. But
whimpering.
There's certain places I just can't go. Anywhere with jagged rocks that normally you would be able to. Or I have to get like special knee pads and like gloves to be able to do normal things.
Yes, you would.
That's an adaptation that I can certainly adapt to.
And that'll look really cool, having knee pads on your pants and hand pads on your hands.
That's sarcasm.
No, I could tell it was sarcasm. But what's less cool is having this random 50-year-old guy hold onto a leash that is attached to me.
Some people might be into it.
Who would be into it?
Who knows? There are a lot of weird people out there. It could be a good talking point. It's a lot.
It's not a good talking point.
It could be.
No one's going to talk to you. That's the thing.
You're going to be getting... You wanted to... Let's talk about a talking point. You're going to be getting stepped on in a crowd of people trying to chime in.
I can't be in crowds of people, clearly. I would get trampled every time. I can't go to concerts, but I don't like concerts, so that's fine. Right?
I mean, this is just such a classic case, Pat, of like, it all comes back.
Yeah, Casey is now going to never do anything.
And he's just never going to do anything. Oh, my God.
Here's the thing, though. It's not that I can't stand up. It's that I can't walk. I don't have the mobility of walking. So, like, I can still, like, crawl over to the oven, stand up and cook a meal and, like, you know, if I have to go two steps over to the fridge, I have to get down on my hands and knees, crawl, get a couple eggs, crawl back. So I will be adapted to this lifestyle. There's no question about that. I'm going to be more than fine. In my house, it's not an issue.
Yeah, no, it's a huge issue. You are going to be miserable. You're giving up the ability to just, like, literally move
around.
No,
I know. It's a huge I'm saying, but like people adapt to that. Like there are handicapped people.
Right? You're right.
So
you're right.
I am adapting in the same way. I just have to crawl. So I'm still being physically active in some way. So I'm raising up my heart levels and, you know, I'm getting exercise.
Also, we're not really like clarifying, but we're not focusing on how long it actually takes to crawl versus walk. Like you said, you're gonna give yourself an hour. I bet you it takes way longer than an hour for work.
No, but that's the thing. Like, literally, to get to work, I have to. This is what it would be to get to my work. I go from inside my house, I crawl 20 steps to my car, drive to the T, crawl 50 steps into the train. It brings me right to the door of my work. I crawl into work. So that's actually not a problem as far as like time. I was saying I have to leave a lot earlier from my house to get to my work an hour early so that no one would see me crawl in.
But and like even crawling at your house is going to take longer to get ready.
No, I agree. I have to change my morning routine a little bit.
So anytime you're going to any place, but even besides work, that requires any distance of walking, it's going to take so much longer.
Let's just talk about the sheer misery of having to crawl
And it's just
everywhere. Let's
gross.
really
It's
hone in
miserable.
on this.
No, I, but it
And
is
also, just
miserable.
because there are like physically disabled people who have adapted their lives, that's not you. That's not you. Like, it's not like, oh yeah, you're gonna be okay. You can still stand up. You just you but you can't go anywhere. Like, you will. My point is that you will never adapt to this lifestyle.
The
That
only
is my
bad thing,
point.
to, like the only no, I have to. I
You
don't have
won't, but you won't. Like, you can't.
I can still be social though, because I can just be standing and never move, and people can filter in and out of whatever place I'm in, and I can crawl to and fro wherever I need to go. You guys are complete social outcasts. Like, I need that to be a cemented fact that we're all agreeing on.
But
I'm
you just
agreeing
said
my
that
life
people can
sucks.
come and see you, right? But this guy's not here with us when we're home. We've
I
clarified
meant
that.
like if I go to a party,
No, 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 no. You can't be social.
I can be social.
If you're at a party
Yeah.
and you see somebody crawling around, like not even as a
That's what
joke,
I mean.
they
I crawl
stay
into the
down
kitchen.
there.
No, I crawl
And
into the
now
kitchen,
you're
I
in a
grab a
circle.
water, I crawl to the couch, sit on the couch, and I don't move. People filter in and out. They get a little bit drunker as the night goes on. They don't remember where I crawled the first 5 minutes of me being there. Then when everybody blacks out, I crawl out of there, catch my lift, get home, and crawl to bed.
Yeah.
The only place this is going to be the worst for me, and I can't believe you guys haven't brought this up, is that I still have to use bathrooms. Like,
Yeah,
my.
crawling in bathrooms is disgusting.
Yeah, I just need to be have a shit ton of Purell on me at all times.
That's not gonna help when your pants are just soaking up piss and whatever else.
I mean, that would be a pub. I'm not using public
Think
bathrooms
about you
anymore.
So you're just
Crawling
gonna
onto a
hold your.
toilet seat. Like getting up off the ground to sit on the toilet seat.
Well, that's not that hard. I just crawl in front of it, stand up, and then sit.
It's gross.
I mean, again, that is disgusting, but it's literally just a matter of having to crawl
It's
everywhere you
gross.
go. I
Yeah,
can't.
no, it's but listen.
Nothing. I don't care if I'm on a leash and some fucking guy is
You
with
do
me.
care if you're
I
on a
don't.
leash.
If I want to run, I'm running. If I want to walk, wherever I want
Yeah.
to go. This guy's following me around wherever I want to go.
Your mobility is not hindered, but everything else is. Like, it's a huge. No, people don't talk to people on leashes.
Oh, well, I guess we wouldn't
that
know.
is a golden rule of life. If there's a
People
person.
love dogs. They talk to them nonstop.
I know, but you're a human dog. That's not a good thing.
The best of both worlds.
No, that's like saying
You know
tuna
what's.
fish is delicious, so is ice cream. Let's combine them.
I think a lot of this comes down to this guy, this 50-year-old guy.
That's
You're
my
saying,
point.
right, but
It's
that
significant.
it is, it's very significant. And Pat and I were fairly under the assumption that if this were really to happen, the relationship could be what it would be.
No. That's not fair. You don't. He needs
Pat.
Pat. When you were saying at the beginning, let's make it a new guy every time. I wasn't. I was saying no. It has to be the same guy. I meant like it has to be the same type of guy. Like the same. Like he's a 50-year-old male that looks totally normal. Like that doesn't change. It's not like this hot supermodel female the next day. That's what I was saying.
Let's just talk about, let's again, like, talk about what do you do if you're
on a leash?
No. Like, if anything even remotely dangerous happens
to me,
what do you, like, let's just say, like, let's pick something minor.
Well, for like a fire at work,
like a train or something. You a fire. What?
A fire at your work. How are you going to get out?
He's going to fall down the fucking
stairs.
You're just going to tumble.
Until he cuts his knee and then he's going to cry.
How are you going to do stairs, by the way?
Not well. I mean, you know.
By the way, what were you going to say about if I have to get out of the way of something?
If you have to dodge something, it's not just like, ooh, near miss, like I almost get hit by that car. It's like if the guy that's holding your leash gets hit by like a train, there goes your whole throat and esophagus just immediately ripped off by this guy who just got hit by a train behind you.
Dude, you think he has the strongest grip of all time? He's just going to hold on to you? His arm is coming right off.
Like, you're going to make a pathetic attempt
get out of the way,
and then
roll.
You're going to get
smushed. Well, I'm not, like, jaywalking isn't a thing for me anymore. I'm using all crosswalks. Like, I am.
Yeah, cars are going to see you really easily.
Well, I'm still in the car. I still have the right of way. I have to cross with a group of people.
Good luck.
I'm not going to be in that situation. It'll suck at, like, the gross.
So you're never going outside anymore.
I feel like this is a financial burden for you all. Because, like, if you have to go on a plane, you need to buy 2 plane tickets now. Train.
No, I don't.
This guy can buy his own fucking ticket.
No, he can't.
Yeah, if he doesn't buy his own stuff, then TSA is going to kick him out and I don't have to wear a leash.
Every bad thing about your side, just because my side seems a lot worse to you.
We're not eradicating bad things. You're just making them up.
No, I'm making good points about why your side sucks.
Well, you're assuming that what you're saying is true when it's not.
Why do I have to buy
his shit?
If you want to go somewhere, the guy who's holding your leash isn't buying his own ticket.
I didn't ask him to be there.
Of course you did. You
Casey,
to me.
That's now like if you said we had to pay for his meals throughout the day and everything else. Like, why is that our responsibility?
Boom. Silence. You should see his face now, Pat.
That's what I thought.
Because he still has to eat to survive and shit like that. But if you're the one going on a trip, he's not buying his own ticket to your trip. That's why this, like...
Like, dude, like, that's crazy, but the fact that he's following us around all day is fine.
No, this I'm just saying it's a bad thing for your side.
You're going to be crawling through the airport.
TSA is going to be like, sir, you have to walk through the metal detector.
I feel like... No, you don't. I would obviously be escorted to the second detector that you can more easily get through. I don't have to do like the stand up, spread your legs, arms at the fucking triangle above your head thing.
How long do you actually think you could make it? This is what I'm talking about, adjusting to this.
Yeah.
How long do you think you could make it having to crawl everywhere you go before you said, this isn't worth it anymore?
Well, if my only other option is be on a leash with a man holding it, then forever. I don't have that's my choice. I've chosen that world. So it's not about how long can I go. You know, I'll commit a quick suicide if I don't like it, but I can't just go back to normal life or be like, yeah, give me the collar.
That's what I'm saying, is that the crawling would be that.
You guys
it,
won't
the crawling.
Have friends. Like, that's an issue. You'll have your current, I mean, I can only handle a 50-year-old man standing behind you with a leash for so long. So, like, even, you know, we're going to have very limited interactions from that point forward.
Casey, you know what I don't get?
What?
The other podcast we did was kind of like a similar matchup to this one, where it's like, you could have the old guy following you singing or be in a tricycle. Which is, like, better than crawling.
No. I made my point then. The point I made then was that I chose it because no one could see the old man except me or hear him.
So that's better?
That's way, of course. If it's an event, if only you know that this man is holding a leash behind you, and you don't, no one actually sees the collar and leash, it's irrelevant. But you still have to deal with what?
I was gonna say, and crawling is better than being able to ride a tricycle.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
It means you think crawling is better than riding a tricycle.
No, of course not.
So then, in that other scenario, how do you not pick the thing that me and Bennett picked, but
because
now you're picking crawling?
That is, because he's saying that that would be better than this situation now with a guy everyone else can see on a leash. But that's just not true. Because we talked about in the last one how, first of all, this guy, we shouldn't go too far into it, but he's singing the Six Flags songs at every second of the day.
But only I can see him and hear him.
So we talked about how Casey in that scenario is going to lose his fucking mind.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not better. I'm disagreeing with him. And Pat, I'm agreeing with your point, but I'm just saying.
No, no, but Pat's saying, why would I not pick the crawling if in that one I picked the old man? Why wouldn't I pick the leash guy? I'm saying that the biggest difference to me is that I'm not a social outcast.
No one can see the other guy.
Correct.
Yes.
It'll just drive me personally insane. But I think you guys will go clinically insane by not having friends or having a social life because you're always being held by a man on a leash.
We're going to have both of those
things.
We're
going to have all of the same friends we have now, and that's just the truth. It is. It is. Mm. It is.
Is it?
Dude, what do
actually,
I want to keep up with you when you're crawling?
Bennett.
What?
We've actually gained friends from this scenario.
At least one very good one, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
and
a
all,
stranger.
And,
a strange
and,
land.
And how about all his friends, Pat? I mean, he sounds like a
really
cool
guy.
Oh,
yeah. He's part of the leash community.
Up with his friends.
He's very active in the leash walking community.
Listen, the reason it doesn't help you that you know him and that you've made him this real. What happens when he has to go to the bathroom?
Then I'll see him when he gets back.
No, that's my point. I was trying to make him just like this person.
You've made it seem it's clear that we have to be on the leash, but he is following our every move.
I know.
So if he has to go and do something.
He's pissing his pants and on the spot.
You know,
but that was my point. That's why I was saying he's a stranger that just appears every day. It's not like a real scenario. That's why, because when you're trying to make him more and more real and he has friends and now we're best friends.
It's not more
and
more real. It's obviously not a real scenario. It's just, it's the sole distinction of whether or not we can have a relationship with him.
I don't think you should be able to because he's not supposed to be a real person. If he's a real person, then what happens when he has to go to the bathroom? Like, yeah, he will follow you around everywhere else you
listen,
go.
Listen, he drops the leash. We can't
move, and he goes to the bathroom.
It's as simple as that.
No. He has to be holding on. That's the whole point.
He has to be holding on to the leash when we're going somewhere.
No,
if we're
outside of the house, if he has to go to the bathroom when you're not in your own house. You're at work. He has to go to the bathroom. You have to
pause
whatever you're – what?
It could be like a real dog where he just ties us to a pole and then comes back.
No, because he always has to be holding the leash.
Why?
Well, this is why I was saying, like, don't make him a real person.
No, this isn't why you were saying that. You're making
up
another nonsensical point.
But this is a good point now. If you've made him a real person and he has something, if he has to take a dump,
yep.
You have to be on the outside of the stall with your head against it. Because
that has nothing to do with him being a real person.
Of course it does.
No,
you've
it doesn't.
Made him
it
real.
Just has to do with what we do in this situation. You can do exactly what Pat just said.
No, you can't do that because he has to be holding the leash.
But my point is that it has nothing to do with him being a real person. You're just saying all of a sudden
that he has to be holding the leash. But he does.
If we're sitting down at our desk at work.
Yeah. No. He doesn't get to walk away and go to the bathroom. He's holding your 5-foot leash. If you're not 5 feet away from him, you've broken the contract of what your choice is. So he must be holding the leash. As long as you accept that. No, that is a good point. You brought up good points from my side, and I had to deal with them. I can't work out. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I know, because you chose to crawl only.
And you chose to have a man hold onto the leash. You dictate where you go, but if he's got to go to the bathroom because he's a real person with friends, you have to go to the bathroom with him. You don't have to be there in there holding his junk while he does it, but you have to be on the outside of the stall waiting. That's fair. I can see it in your eyes right now.
No, you can't. He can see nothing. Pat, thoughts?
Yeah.
I don't think it really matters.
Okay. Pat, even Bennett just rolled his eyes at you. It clearly matters if you're 2 to 3 times a day on the outside of a stall smelling dump that isn't your own.
I mean, I don't want to be. I don't want to be.
All right, listen, we've taken this one to the limits here. I think I hammered in that final point well, and they both realized the error of their own choice. But we'd love to hear you, the listeners, what you have to say on the matter. Would you rather be crawling everywhere you go, including in your own home, from every place you are ever immobile, from one place to another? Or would you rather, every time you leave your house, this 50-year-old man appears, whether he's a stranger or not is up for debate, and he's got a leash and he's holding on to it. It's 5 feet. You got a collar on and you go everywhere with him, including when he has to take dumps. Which would you rather?